Rainbow Readers. Tales from the British Isles. Adaptation, dossiers and activities by Rosanna Aimo and Roy Palmer. Copyright Edisco Editrice. Chapter 1. King Arthur.
Who is King Arthur? Who are the famous knights of the Round Table? In the 9th century, the historian Nennius writes a book about him. King Arthur is famous because he fights against the Saxons and the Angles. These warriors arrive in the island of Britain in the 5th century. They come from the northern lands of Europe. The legendary King Arthur fights against the invaders. He wins lots of battles against the Saxons. His people love him and remember his actions for centuries. Arthur is the son of Uther, King of Britain. Uther falls in love with Igraine of Cornwall. They have a child, Arthur. He is born at Tintagel Castle in Cornwall. The magician Merlin lives at Uther's court. He is a legendary character and probably a Welsh magician. One day Uther says,
"Merlin, take my son Arthur away from the court and ask Sir Ector and his wife to look after him. It's better for Arthur to live with them."
Merlin gives the baby to Sir Ector and his wife. They look after him and are good parents. After some years, in 509, Uther dies. By magic art, Merlin transports very big stones from Ireland and forms the tomb of Uther. This monument is called Stonehenge. Now, Britain has no king. So Merlin says to the Archbishop of Canterbury,
"On Christmas Day, let's meet outside the great church, and God will show us the new king."
Outside the church, they find a big stone with a sword in it. On the stone, they can read, "He who takes the sword out of the stone is the true king of Britain alone." A lot of noblemen try to take the sword out of the stone, but they can't do it. Then Arthur tries, and he pulls it out easily. Now he is the new king of Britain. He's young, but brave and loyal. His people love him. One day, he breaks his sword during a fight. So Merlin and Arthur go to a lake of clear water. In the middle of the lake, Arthur sees an arm holding a sword.
"Ask the lady of the lake for the sword,"
says Merlin. Arthur sees a beautiful lady in a boat and asks her for the sword.
"Yes, you can have it,"
she answers. Arthur takes it and looks at it. It's a wonderful sword with jewels on it.
"It's Excalibur, Arthur,"
says Merlin.
"It has great magic power."
Arthur fights against a lot of enemies with Excalibur because the Angles, Saxons, Jutes, and also the Picts want to conquer Britain. One day he goes to help King Laudigan in his castle because the Saxons are attacking him. Young Arthur and his knights fight against them and win. After the battle, King Laudigan invites Arthur and his knights to a royal banquet. At the banquet, Arthur meets Laudigan's daughter, Guinevere. They fall in love, and soon after, they get married. Laodegan gives the round table to Arthur as a present. Everyone in the kingdom is happy. Arthur goes back to his castle at Camelot with Guinevere and calls the best knights of the kingdom to sit at the round table. It is a symbol of equality between the knights, because no knight can sit in a superior position. There is a rule at the round table. Nobody can eat before telling a story of heroism. At Camelot, the knights have competitions, and they also go to look for the Holy Grail, the cup of the Last Supper of Christ. King Arthur and Guinevere live happily at Camelot. But one day, he must fight against the King of Ireland, the King of Denmark, and other kings that want to invade Britain. Arthur asks Guinevere to go with him and his knights. Arthur wins and saves Britain from a dangerous invasion. In 573, King Arthur goes away again from his castle to fight in a distant land. He says to Mordred, one of his knights,
"Mordred, I ask you to rule until I return."
But Mordred is not a loyal knight. He wants to be king of Britain. So he says that Arthur is dead and that he is the king. Arthur returns immediately to Britain and finds Mordred and his soldiers in Dover. There is a long battle. At the end, Arthur kills Mordred, but he is wounded too. Arthur is dying. He says,
"I must give Excalibur back to the Lady of the Lake."
One of his most faithful knights, Sir Bedivere, goes to the lake and throws Excalibur into the water. An arm comes out of the water and catches it. Sir Bedivere goes back to his king.
"Put me in the boat now. I want to die in Avalon,"
says Arthur. The loyal knight obeys and watches the boat that is disappearing.